drag me over the hot coals. Give me the rush. I want the late night phone calls. Give me the rush. I know we got to where we are, running through stop signs, crawling on our knees over finish lines, hanging on a life that is do or die. So anytime you need a reminder, I don't want the things that I need, don't want it if it's basic, just it's worth the squeeze.
I got it wrong.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
And what's the name for the order, sir?
Mark.
Got it. Pick it up over there, Matt.
Nobody likes to be called the wrong name. Your name is your identity. It's who you are. Are you a heroic firefighter saving lives named Matt? Mrs. Smith, the science teacher by day, but Abigail, the tutor by night. A tough mechanic who fixes cars and saves lives named Johnny. Or a bold politician fighting for the lives of your people named Alex. No matter who you are defined by what people call you. And doesn't it feel right when people call you by the right name? It's 2021. Start using the right pronouns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shot Diet with David and Logan.
Hello.
Do the same old, same routine we usually do. We are in the dog days of the NBA. We got like 10 games left, like every team, so not a lot to talk about, but come playoff time, we will be there. Yeah, do you want to start off with a question?
You can go.
He doesn't have a question, guys. Anywho, my question was, it's not really that big of a question, but it's like, what team do you think is the most stuck in no man's land? And then a follow-up to that would be like, what team in no man's land, if you have like teams, do you think will get out of like no man's land soon?
No man's land. Okay, besides not counting like the Sixers or the Suns, because they're there.
Yeah.
On like, they're kind of over the hill. Kind of the Pacers?
Yes, I was going to say that.
a little bit. Pacers, and if I had to say a team in the West, I guess the Clippers.
Exactly the same. I agree with you. I would also say the Kings as well.
Oh, but the Kings, they're on like the verge of blowing it up. So
yeah,
but I think they're about to be over the hill soon.
Yeah. So you only have like two teams?
Yes, I think the Pacers, that's why like I've kind of been wanting them to like make a big swing for like, well, I don't know about Joel Embiid now, but or like I kind of wanted them to trade for Jimmy Butler, because if they just stay the course, like what's the best case scenario? Maybe the conference, but I don't even think the conference anymore.
I would say the second round.
Right. Yeah. I really feel like last year was the chance, and I don't know.
I wouldn't say that was the chance. They just need to make a big move. But I don't know if they really want to make that move. I don't know. I just feel like they're kind of stuck in this perpetual, like, 4-5 seed.
I mean,
it's going to be hard for them to, like, get out of it and be, like, true, true contenders.
They got to make the move. You can't just sit down and do nothing. Like,
we'll see.
You got to make the move.
Other teams. Oh, my bad. You can go.
Like, you're kind of going to... You just got to take the swing when it's there. Next star trade, next player available, you just got to make the move. I'm not saying Giannis is going to be a Pacer anytime soon, but that's just the move that they're going to have to make, because I just don't think that Halliburton and Siakam is going to get you over the Celtics or the Cavs.
Siakam's already getting, like, older. He's not gonna get any younger. Tyrese is young enough, so you do have a while with him. And besides, like, Pascal, Miles Turner's still relatively, like, youngish.
He's about 30.
Turner, I thought he was, like, 28, 29. Let me check for now. 29. 29, Pascal is 30. So they do have, like, yeah, like 3-4 year window of like making like a move if they want to be like real contenders.
I think they really need to just, I guess, you stay the course, but the minute like a star wants out, I think that's how you extend, or at least, yeah, that's how you get into that championship window.
But you also got to think about it, like, stars today, they already have like a destination they want to go to.
I mean, yeah, but
I'm just saying, like, if you do like want to make a trade for like the big star, they would probably want to play for Indiana. But like, do you know what I'm kind of saying?
I understand, but like, if a player doesn't have a no trade clause, yeah, like.
That's true.
I mean, Dame just got sent to the Bucks. He did not want to be in Milwaukee.
That's true.
He was trying to be in Miami, or he was trying to stay in Portland. And they were like, yeah, nah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
that's why I think they're just stuck in that perpetual place for a long time. Just because, who would you even trade to make a move like that? Pascal.
Tracy Akam.
Pascal.
Or, like, the mix of, like, Obi Toppin and...
Obi. And then when you think about that, like, all their teams probably have better things to offer. I don't know their picks. Like, I don't know how many picks they have. I know they don't have their next year pick. Because the Raptors had that, and then they traded that for Ingram. I don't know about their other picks, but I'm just, like, that's why I think they're, like, kind of stuck. Obviously, like, if you can go and trade for that big name, you obviously do it. If you can sign, I don't know who you'd really sign, but you probably what you just said, like, keep playing really good, like, quality basketball, and hope a big name wants to go to Indiana, and then see what happens.
Yeah, you're putting too much emphasis on want. It doesn't matter what you want. You're going to Indiana. And I feel like with the stars for packages, I mean, do stars even go for crazy packages anymore? Because I feel like there's a reason why the star wants out. Like, the last time we seen a star get traded for, like, a bunch of picks was the Jazz, and that was, what, 2021?
Not on Mikal Bridges, a star?
No. Like, people go for, like, maybe, like, an all-star, like the Randall, Dante DiVincenzo trade for Cat, or whatever, whatever they got for Butler, whatever they got for De'Aaron Fox. Like, it's not that much. Like, unless just, like... Like, even Luka didn't go for that much. Or he went for Anthony Davis. But you know what I mean. Like, it wasn't
I know what you mean.
It wasn't like a player.
They didn't exhaust all, like, the...
Like, it wasn't like a...
They could have gotten more.
Like, a player for 10 picks.
Yeah. Man, Anthony Davis is, like, worth 5 picks.
I don't know. The whole worth first-round picks thing is so, like, I don't know. Because, like...
I was just playing.
No, I'm just saying in general, like, just, like...
I know what you mean.
There's only, like...
It's kind of silly, because he's, like, 31 years old.
And, like, so, like, only really... If you look at those trades, only one pick ends up being really, really good. And that's, like, the last pick they trade. But, yeah, but for the Clippers... You know, I will see what we have with Kawhi and Harden.
Probably just ride them out. I don't really think... Especially in the West, I don't really think any big time move moves them to that contending state. Unless, like, what we've been saying for the past couple years, if Kawhi is healthy for the playoffs and he plays like 2019, which is about to be 6 years from now. I don't see a move that makes them like better than the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Lakers. You probably just ride them out, Kawhi and Harden, and then after, like, they're pretty much done, then you probably start to rebuild. And then, yeah, Clippers had a real shot at winning it a couple times before injuries kind of took it away.
And before they blew 3-1 leads.
That as well. It's been like... They made the playoffs like the last 10 years, right? 11?
It's been a while. Yeah. They've been really, really
unless
good.
Unless like a recent year they didn't make it. Mm-mm. I think they've made it for like the last 12 years actually, because they got Chris Paul in like what? Like 2011?
Yeah, they've been pretty good.
They've been making the playoffs for like 13, 12 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
Contending wise, I'd probably say like four of those years, right? Like three of those years, like real contending years.
Yeah, like the Chris Paul years and
a couple of the Chris Paul years, and then the 2021 Clippers.
2021 Clippers.
Yeah,
after the bubble.
Pretty sure
were they?
They're really good. When I'm pretty sure I can check.
It's rough, but. I don't know. They're kind of... I'm not sure when they get all their picks back, but...
That's true. They also have, like, no picks to exhaust.
But who knows? Maybe they'll end up training for another star to pair with Kawhi. You honestly never really know. Never really know. But...
Yeah, it was 2021. It was 2020, 2021. Because that's when they lost in the conference finals. Or did I say 2022?
You said 21.
I said 21 because Kawhi didn't play in the conference finals. And that's when Chris Paul had 43 in the game 7. Mm. Game 6, my
bad. What's he were there?
You're
talking about the Clippers? When? What year?
2020, 2021.
Chris Paul was on the Clippers?
No. I was saying like outside the Chris Paul years.
Oh. I was so confused. Yeah.
Trying to get the record. Or like their seeding.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the Clippers could do.
Finished fourth, but I think Kawhi missed a decent amount of games. I'm trying to get it right now.
I guess they just stay the course.
Kawhi played 52 games. Paul George played 54 games. This was a shorter season too, I think. So, like, so they missed. Right, 2021 was like, it was like 70 games.
72 games, yes.
72 games, yeah. So Kawhi missed 20, missed 20 games, and PG missed 18 games. So
I think they just stayed the course. Like, not really a reason to blow it up right now. I mean, you don't have their picks. They just stayed the course.
And I wouldn't even say, like, they're in, like, the good no man's land, because, like, if the Clippers are, like, a playoff team, like, they're a fun team to watch. And if I'm a Clipper fan, you went through all, like, the years before, like, when they're, like, really, really bad, before they got Chris Paul. So, like, just ride it out. And then just live on a prayer that Kawhi, even though it's not going to happen, Kawhi somehow comes back. But, yeah. A team I was going to say as well are the Hawks. I feel like... No, actually, because they're about to move Trae Young.
Yeah, they're on the verge of... Honestly, they've been rebuilding for, like, the last 3 years with Trae Young. But they're finally going to trade Trae Young.
So, yeah. So. We all know, we both know the obvious team. The Bulls.
They stink. I think they're more rebuilding. I don't think they're in
no man's okay, team. No. I think... Then they wouldn't be trying to make the play-in. They're not really rebuilding if they've been in the play-in the last 4 years.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what, like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, look at the... I wouldn't say the Sixers. Like, the Raptors. Like, the Raptors haven't been a real playoff, like, play-in threat. Just because we've actually, like, been tanking, like, a little bit. And the Bulls, like... The Bulls are at a 9 seed right now. And they genuinely have, like, a decent chance to actually make the playoffs. So, like, if you keep getting, like, these 16th overall picks, and now I will say Montas does look really good from what I've seen.
Yes, and he was the 10th pick, give or take.
No, I think he went a little... Whatever, like, he looks good, but I'm, like, you can't keep relying on, like, these, like, late lottery, first team out the lottery picks. Like, they should have traded Vucevic. They should have traded LaVine a little earlier, I think. But I don't know. And, like, they got one pick for DeRozan, LaVine, and Caruso. And the one pick was the pick they already had. They're just getting, like, all the... It wasn't protected anymore, so...
Well, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying. Well, okay, I'm not going to call them, like, stars, but, like, they weren't really, like, these crazy assets that people were just lining up to go get. Like, they had to dangle Zach LaVine for, like, a year and a half. And then the Kings were like, all right, fine, we'll take them.
But the Warriors still had a good package from... And Vucevic.
Warriors had a good package for who?
Those two.
DeRozan or Vucevic?
Vucevic and LaVine.
If they wanted Zach LaVine, they would have traded for Zach LaVine. They didn't.
The Bulls said no.
If they wanted Zach LaVine, they would have traded for
Zach
LaVine.
They said no. Dude, I'm telling you, they said
no.
So
they just didn't
want
to trade him to Golden State?
Because they said they didn't get enough.
So what was enough for the... So the Bulls got enough for when they traded Zach LaVine?
No, they didn't. Because they knew they messed up. But they had to trade him for something.
The Warriors didn't like that.
I'm telling you. I'll find the report.
If you want a player, you're going to go get that player. There's not like, the team just didn't give him to him. No. That's not how that works.
The Bulls said no. The Warriors had a package set up. They didn't want
the Warriors could have traded for him. They could have traded for him at the deadline. And they didn't.
The Bulls said no.
That's not how that works.
It is how it works.
Well, so why didn't they just do one?
Because they said they didn't like the package. I can find the report for you. If you want, after the show.
Who reported that?
I'll find the report. I saw it.
Because, like... That doesn't happen. Like, because they were giving them picks. Man, what did they give for Jimmy Butler? You have Andrew Wiggins and a pick. And all the Bulls got was their own pick back. Would you rather want Andrew Wiggins and a pick or your own pick back? I don't know. I'm not really. I think it's more on the Warriors' side that they just didn't want him. And, like, they'd rather want Jimmy Butler.
Or maybe it was the Warriors' fault. Maybe the Warriors said no.
100%. Nobody won Zach LaVine but the Kings. Not even the Pistons won Zach LaVine when they could have got him this year. Like, they shopped Zach LaVine to all, like, 29 teams.
This is a Wolves tweet in 2022.
And then DeMar, it was kind of just like, he wants to be on a playoff team. Lakers don't want him. Clippers don't want him. Sacramento it is.
The Golden State Warriors have had significant discussions with the Bulls regarding LaVine and Vucevic.
Who reported that?
Brett Stiegel.
I don't even. Man, okay.
I'm just telling you. But
if the Warriors wanted him, he'd be a Warrior. I guarantee you. I promise you. He would be playing on Golden State Warriors right
I'm
now.
Just saying, the Warriors did have a package, but then...
Yeah, but they didn't really
want him. Both said no.
Sure.
That's what's I'm telling you, that's what happened. I'll find a report. I can't
find
it right now.
But side note, the Warriors really didn't want him that much. They wanted Jimmy Butler more.
True. But at that time, though, that's when everyone thought Jimmy was going to the Suns.
Kinda. Yeah.
Dude,
kinda.
You really thought the peak of this before Bradley Beal kind of ruined it, you really thought Jimmy was going to be a Warrior?
I know he wasn't going to be a Sun. They couldn't make that work. Because Bradley Beal is super happy with staying in Phoenix. Like, I really can't.
He holds all the cards.
Honestly, side note, Bradley Beal is the only player that's never wanted to leave any single team he's been on. He didn't want to leave Washington. If they didn't, like, force him to, like, get traded, he would have stayed in Washington for the rest of his contract. And Phoenix, too. He's not leaving Phoenix.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
He's not leaving Phoenix. So any blockbuster trades with anyone coming to the Suns, it's not going to happen. Because Bradley Beal is going to stay in Phoenix. So.
Who knew one man could hold that much power? One player, I should say.
Hey, no trade clause. That's, what can you say? But,
any other team? Yeah, I don't really.
Nah, that's it. I mean, I think some other teams are, like, good. They can make some swings on some players. So, yeah.
So, I think the team that's most likely to get out is probably the Bulls.
Yes.
I'd probably say most likely because they have enough young assets and they have a couple picks, if I believe. They gave up a lot for DeMar. They gave up like 3 for DeMar. We'll see, but Giddy's not playing bad.
Playing pretty good, but it's March, so.
Defense still isn't really there. But it doesn't matter.
You're not expecting him to play defense.
I know.
It's okay.
They have a young core. Patrick Williams doesn't look like he's ever going to get that good, but.
We got a spot for him.
Him on the Knicks?
We got a spot. He's making a lot of money. We got a spot for him.
He makes a lot of money. But you really want him shooting wide open threes? Imagine him and Josh Harden court.
Tibbs is going to get the best out of Patrick Williams.
I believe it.
I guarantee it.
He is a Tibbs guy. I see it.
3 and D.
He's already balding.
We'll be fine. Like,
here is a really bad bald. Have you seen his bald spot? Patrick Williams?
No, I have not seen Patrick Williams' bald spot.
It's bad.
Besides,
you want to do your question?
Yes.
He's thinking of it right now.
No, I'm not. Name me a player that can beat the assist record. 30 assists in a game. Scott Skiles.
Oh. Okay.
See, that was a good question, but he was hating on me.
You still could have thought about that. I'm just playing. Probably Cade.
Cunningham? Oh, I thought you were going another way. Okay.
What do you think I was saying?
No, go on. I'm explaining.
Wait. I really don't know, actually. Because, like... Hey, Jokic got right there. If Jokic actually...
Jokic is a good one. I just think...
He's too good of a scorer.
Yeah, and he's been, like, wired to score the last, like, 4 years. Because I remember maybe like 2018, 2019, they were like begging him to shoot the ball. But then it got to a point they were like, all right, yeah, you're going to have to go shoot the ball. And now he's averaging like 24, 30.
I really don't know. Tyrese, maybe?
I think
just because he's not high volume scoring.
I think Halliburton's like the easy choice because like the offense is great. I mean, he on whatever night he can get like 15, 16 assists. And I just think if like the Pacers are hot and he gets like 13, 14 first half, then yeah, they're gonna go gunning for that record. So I think Halliburton can do it.
I would say Cade, but I think he's getting too good of a scorer.
And I don't know if he's like as good of a passer like Trae Young is.
I wasn't gonna say Trae Young just because that like what for like almost every player we said like too good of a scorer, and he likes to shoot the ball.
I mean, I don't think like T.J. McConnell getting 30 assists.
No, absolutely not.
Like you have to like
the one player I saw that maybe I saw Isaiah Collier. But like he's not high scoring though. You don't
have to be just because you're a high. You can score the ball doesn't mean like.
But that's gonna make it hard. Scott Skiles was no high scoring guard.
I definitely think like the Trae Young and the Halliburtons.
I don't think
way better passers than Scott Skiles, and we score way more points.
Okay, my top three would be Halliburton, Jokic, Chris Paul's too old, I would say. No, not Giddy. Probably. I don't know. Can you help me out?
Trae Young. We've seen Trae Young get 25 assists before.
I know.
So why couldn't he get like an extra like five?
Five assists is a lot.
All right, okay. Trae Young, not in order. Trae Young, I think Luka would be. He could get close
if he is like. I can see him like having like an off shooting night, but he's like diming.
He could shoot 6 of 10 and get 30 assists. He'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like off shooting night.
6 of 10.
Or like he's not shooting the ball. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Dude, why are you laughing?
You in the shooting the ball thing.
Am I wrong? You're saying it like I'm wrong.
Luka.
Rondo got 20 assists in the game. In a playoff game.
Guess who?
I don't remember who, but it was on the Pelicans. He was on the Pelicans.
Rough times.
Stop. They're a playoff team. They're a good team. Rondo.
They're a fun team.
Rondo, AD, Cousins.
Drew Holiday.
I think... Was Drew still on the team?
Yes, 100%.
The second year, though.
Rondo started with...
You're right.
And Darius Miller. Good team.
Don't forget each one more.
Luka, Trey.
And Quincy Pondexter.
And maybe... Ooh, James Harden really could have done it. In his Rockets days.
I was thinking of him.
Has like an outside chance to do it right now.
Sabonis?
30?
That's a lot of assists. I mean, I don't know. Like, Killian.
Okay.
Maybe.
I thought LeBron.
Wait, I might be crazy, but like, Drew Holiday? They know, though. Okay, let me. Or even like Tatum. Because. If the Celtics are having like a, like you know when they like hit all those threes,
boy, do I know.
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, you'd know too.
We're rebuilding. Doesn't matter. But like, if one of those like Tatum or Holiday just like kept passing the ball and they're shooting it that well, so okay, that's my top three. I'll go, Jokic, Halliburton, Tatum or Holiday. Or probably Tatum.
Yeah, I'll go Trey, Halliburton, Luka. Maybe I'll throw in LeBron, but One of those three.
The thing about the Celtics, though, they do, like, they swing.
Yeah, like, they pass the ball too much. They're a playmaking team.
Yeah. But like, who knows?
Like, it's not like we run a bunch of pick and rolls. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was more so thinking, like, if, like, Tatum's at the top of the key, he, like, swings it and they shoot it. Huh. But I don't, they don't really do that much. But who knows?
Before I play the song, I am ready for the steals record. So OG Anunoby can beat the steals record.
Gang. They talk it down on my name. Don't let them run off with the name. Man, I just run with the gang. ASAP boys came with the flames. Gang, gang. They talking down on the gang. They wanna rap with the name. But this ain't no regular name. Gang, gang. They trying to run with the name. I might pull up with 3Ks. But I do not fuck with no claim. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come f*** with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the gang. It's time to f*** the whole gang. Come f*** with the mob. Shout out to the lords and the gods. In love with my f***ing she vibe. My eyes like the stars. I tell that f*** up in your eyes. Cause with me you go blind. She losing her mind. We kiss the Frank Ocean and blind. Convincing my f*** go blonde. Was born in the dark. I can't give you open my blinds. On yams and that's worth of my mom. Small jail and mammon with cases. I'm still trying to beat a bunch of from a long time ago. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like dominoes. Geronimos. When it's my time to go adios. Those like a no Dominicano, but eat the toast on it with Platinos. Dealing with life in its highs and lows. I'm just living like I'm supposed. I guess it's called living, I suppose. I'm on my live alone, dive alone. Ain't talking about spending, no buying clothes. I'm about my business, but I'm alone. I still had the vision when I was broke. Looking on bitches and foreign. Flying out women's to boring shows. I pray to God I don't overdose. I put ASAP on my tab. I put New York on the map. I put the gang on the flame. They gon' remember the name. They rubbing boys with the chain. Woo. I got go yard by the sack. Woo. I got the boo by the back. Woo. I'm the boo in the back. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the pain. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come f*** with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the gang. It's time to f*** the whole gang.
Gang, 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 gang.
They tryna front on the game. They gon' remember my name. Gang. Gang. They tryna front on the game. Gang. ASAP boys came with the flame.
Down, you need to stay. Missing when you're not around and you away. I done blew 300,000, but it's okay. I'm just trying to put a smile on your face. Everything we do is fire. You know that you got it going on. In a car for you. Nights like this is hard to talk to you. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I'm in a car for you. Nights like my little thot, I just need to see. You just wanna f- I know what you need. I know on the side, you're gonna be a free. I'm not trying to leave. You my main squeeze. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I send a call for you. Nights like I. You don't even walk the way that you talk to me. Acting tough, but I know you sweet. Hold this pen, girl, you made it. Oh, girl. Nights like this, I need all. I go for you. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I send a call for you. Nights like this, it's hard to talk to you. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I send a call for you. Nights like it be times when I be gunning, people take me for granted. It be times when I'm alone, I know I need my sanity. It was times I never should have gave away my energy. Should have saved my energy, make me stronger, new enemies. Misery, misery, love company. It be nights like this, I need my family. Lost times playing tricks on my memory. Sipping cold coffee like it's Louis the 13th. Drop the top, spin the block, or I send a phantom. Deep tight, but they still can't hold a candle. 740 jet, take us around the world if it's cool. I don't trust you, but I still share my location with you. All this paper, I don't know if you just using me. I don't wanna get abandoned, that ain't new to me. It get lonely in the mansion, put my mind at ease. You gon' always have my heart, girl, as long as I breathe. Put a yeah. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I send a car for you. Nights like this is hard to talk to you. Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I'll send a car for you. Nights like
dance like you're dancing on the pole.
How you want it, Dad?
Oh, shoot. Hello, everyone. If you just joined in, this is Shot Diet with me and David. Or Logan and David, I should say. And right now, I don't really know what we're going to be
we're
doing.
Talking about the games we watched last night. The games we watched last night.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll start. Yesterday, I was watching Cooper Flagg. And Cooper Flagg is really good. And honestly, he's going to save some franchise. I don't know who, but he is one of those prospects.
Just go, Ole Miss. My bad.
He's one of those prospects that's just going to change the franchise. And honestly, I just don't know when's the last time, well, besides Wemby, that we've seen someone that does that.
AJ Devonta.
The last prospect who we've seen can do that besides Wemby is probably like
Zion.
Probably like Luka.
Zion.
Zion, they hit like the sixth pick.
This is revisionist.
Or like the sixth.
Dude. Wait, what were you saying?
I mean, I'm calling Cooper Flagg, he's gonna be a franchise savior, and I don't really think Zion's been that so far.
Oh, you mean the NBA? Well, I was just saying like Zion was hyped
like, as a prospect for sure.
Okay, never mind.
But yeah, Cooper Flagg's a real deal. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I need to see him in the NBA game before I say that. But he will be really good. I think his floor is incredibly high. His ceiling is still also really high, but like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
man,
we'll see. But I know he'll be really good. He'll be really, really good. He might win some DPOYs over Wemby.
Man, I really hope they just don't give every defensive player of the year to Wemby.
I hope they do.
Because that's like, they honestly made up their mind before the season even started that they're giving to him. And it's just like, are we watching the games? Or are we coming in with the notion that he's just going to win it? Because, like, it can't be both.
Are you saying he shouldn't be DPOY?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I hope we're actually watching basketball and not just reading box scores. That's all I'm saying. Because, like, he shouldn't be, like, the minus 600 favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year before the season starts.
Hey, before the season was kind of crazy, but, like, I don't really think anyone's ever come close to him this season.
And, again, it's just, like, I just hope we're watching basketball, guys.
I know, but, like, when you're watching it, too, you can see he's the best defender.
In the whole league, by
a decent margin.
I'm not complaining about... I'm just complaining about the process. I just hope the process is good.
I know what you mean. I would like to see it just because... It would just be fun to see. Because I don't know, like... If he wins six in a row, maybe it would be annoying.
Maybe. I know you. I know you'd be annoyed. After year three, you'd be annoyed.
But for a player that really does have, like, best defender ever potential, and then to kind of prove it like that, I wouldn't be... What's the word for it? I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I don't know. I just think when we start giving out awards, like, consecutively, like, 3, 4, 5 years in a row, like, it kind of just seems like a reputation thing. And I just hope that his reputation doesn't start to, like, get so, like, crazy that we just start giving him awards.
I mean, he was second in defensive player of the year as a rookie.
I'm not saying that he's a bad defender. I'm just saying.
I know you're not, but I'm just, like, saying, like, when you come in the league as, like, voted as, like, the second best defender in the league already, or not in the league, but, like, second place in defensive player of the year, just, like, I feel like he's always going to be, like, the main option. And he does prove it. Like, you don't think... I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think he proves that he is the best defender player. Best defensive player.
Yeah, so, like, and I'm just saying I hope he does every year so he can rightfully win the award. Because I know some of these voters don't watch basketball.
Okay, so what you mean is, like, if there's, like, one, like, when Marcus Smart won. No, not when Marcus Smart won. I know it's, like, if Wemby has, like, a down year and saw, like, a player is playing better defensively, like, you're saying, like...
Yes, give it to the other player.
Okay. Oh, yeah, then I totally agree.
Like... Because I know we, honestly, they have to start vetting these voters because I know some of them don't watch basketball. Like, I know for a fact they don't watch basketball.
Yeah.
Like, all night, they're not.
That's why sports betting can be dangerous.
On that note, can you give me the 7 players who have made 200 two-pointers, 3-pointers, and free throws this season?
Shea? He is not 200 threes, right?
No.
Ant?
Yes.
Curry? Hasn't played. Yeah, he has. Okay. That's 2. Brunson?
Sadly, no. He got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Not Cat. KD?
No. More guards.
Guard base? Okay. Is there any big man?
There's one forward.
Forward. It's not Giannis, obviously. It's not KD. It's not LeBron. Huh. Guard?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy didn't play enough. Tyler Hero?
Yes, Tyler Hero second.
Really?
When you sort it from Choo-Choo.
Okay. Cade wouldn't be in there. Trey. No, not Trey. I'm so... Tatum.
Yes, Jason Tatum.
Okay. That's the forward?
Mm-hmm.
Is Maxey in there?
No. I'm missing three guards. Two of them are All-Stars this year.
Kyrie didn't play enough. Or did he?
No, he's not here.
Dame?
No.
I'm just trying to think of, like, guards. 203 is a lot. Malik Beasley wouldn't be in here in a way.
All-Star West.
Guard?
Yes.
Am I losing my... He was a bench?
He starts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was like All-Star.
Well, All-Star bench.
Am I losing my mind?
We were talking about his team. His team is in no man's land.
Oh, Harden.
James. Yes.
Really? He's in there?
You better stop disrespecting James. Yeah.
I'm not trying to disrespect. I just didn't think he'd have like enough like shots made.
He still got it.
There's another All-Star?
Yeah, All-Star starter and one non-All-Star in the East.
Starter in the East? It was Damon Brunson in the East that started.
Who?
It was Damon Brunson.
It was not Dame.
It's not Brunson. So it'd be... East started. He started in the East?
Started at guard from the East.
Was Dame not a starter?
No, Damian Lillard was not a starter. The other guard in the East. On.
Oh my God. Donovan Mitchell.
And yes, one more West guard. Not an All-Star.
Like, arguably, was he arguably West? Like, All-Star?
No.
Not even close?
Not in my book, no.
Not in your book. Well, your book is a lot of hating.
Yeah, right. Okay, no.
Playoff team?
Yes.
Not Austin Reeves?
I like the way you think, but no.
Is the team above the Lakers or below?
Above.
Jamal Murray?
No. He's very streaky.
Jalen Green. Oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. Jalen Brunson would have made it. Man, rough times.
I had a stat for you, but I couldn't get the exact info. Huh. So next week.
That's fine. But shout out Jason Tatum. He's so well-rounded. And I don't like...
I was actually thinking to that myself yesterday. Like, he might be the best well-rounded player in the league.
Yes.
It's either him or Shea.
I'd go with Tatum because he shoots threes.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah.
Even that, Shea's shooting like 36% from three.
On how many attempts?
Like, it's like five.
Actually, because I can't believe you got hype over Trey Jones' 1 3-pointer a game.
No, I wasn't. No, dude.
Okay.
But...
Almost 6 attempts a game. Shout out Shea. But yes.
Oh, he's shooting 37. He might.
I don't know. That's interesting.
But I don't know. Shea's more like all around. Like, Tatum's a better rebounder.
Better defender.
Is he really?
It's close. I think Shea gets more steals, but I like Tatum a little better. He can guard multiple positions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think Shea's better on ball. But I think Tatum's just... He's better in the post.
I think Tatum's better on ball. I think Shea's better off ball. Shea is a leech off ball. He just grabs everything.
You're right. I got mixed up. I would agree with you. It's close defensively, though, but... I think all-around-wise, I would give it to Tatum just because the rebounding factor. What you said on defense. There's something else. Playmaking wise, they're around the same.
Do you got any games this weekend?
Let me check.
I'm looking at tomorrow. Pacers Thunder kind of seems like a game.
I was about to say that. Grizzlies Lakers as well.
Grizzlies Lakers, Heat and Sixers for the tank battle.
Nets, I was going to say Mavs Bulls.
Oh, yay. Yeah, for the tank battle.
We get to see AD.
And then Cavs and Pistons are playing right now. That should be fun.
Very fun. Sunday, Cavs, Clippers,
Rockets, Suns should be entertaining.
I don't want to watch the Suns. I'm sorry.
That should be entertaining.
They're very hard to watch.
And Pistons, Timberwolves. That's going to be a classic.
I was thinking the Hawks, Hawks, Bucks, too.
Oh, I don't want to watch the Hawks anymore.
What happens when a 6-foot guard does things to you?
I watched him. Is he even going to play?
Trey? He always says probable Achilles. But
I watched him when they start rebuilding.
What the? Yes, he is active.
Oh, okay.
You can watch Dyson Daniels steals. Dyson Daniels breaks steals record.
I can watch that on NBA stats. But yeah.
Hating.
Yes, it's fun to do. It's fun to do.
Oh, so he just admitted it, guys.
Anything before we go?
The college game yesterday, Texas Tech and
Arkansas,
yes.
That was a good game.
Texas Tech, 4 post hooks to end the game. Back to back to back to back post hooks.
Yes, that's what you need. None of that dribble, tween, step back.
Dude, I didn't realize the last shot, DJ Wagner shot, was like, I thought there was like a minute left. But I looked up, there was like 8 seconds left. I was like, oh. It took me off guard. Like, sometimes college moves like really, really slow or really, really fast. Mm-hmm. It threw me off. Shout out Texas Tech, though. 4th biggest comeback in Sweet 16 history, I believe. 4th or 3rd.
Save my bracket. But honestly, I'm waiting for next week for the championship because a little hint, I do have a Cooper Flag related question next week. So I'll get ready for that. But yes.
Shout out Ole Miss. I need them to win today.
Against who?
MSU. Michigan State.
I don't know about that one. But
they're up 8 right now.
We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Same time, same location.
Make sure to tune into Ball and Beats. David, Monday,
6 to 8,
and Log In with Log, Wednesday, 10 to 12. Late, but we'll get it fixed soon.
Late night. He's lying. But yes, we'll see you.
What do you mean I'm lying?
All you do is lie.
empress in my new clothes, and I think that you must know. And you're taking pity on me, pretending you don't see. I feel naked when you look my way. You can see it on my face. You're the only reason I came, yeah. You're the only reason I stay, yeah. And I'm living on the aftertaste. Don't you tell me it's too late. You're the only reason I came, yeah. You're the only reason it's so clear to me now.
You're listening to Vinyl Thon.
Heard on radio stations around the world.
Because in vinyl, we trust.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, March 28th, join the Bias Action Response Team at 3 p.m. in the Freedom Room to find connections through facilitated circle talk. A community-building circle called Connect, Concern, and Commitment. On Saturday, March 29th, the SUNY Oneonta